With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Just a little note, just a little bit of va-va-voom here.
Guys, this is an important announcement. There is some new
SOS
girls' bathroom apparel launching on Friday.
Yes.
It's payday.
So
we're excited.
The pink as a classic.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're dropping the white. It's the same, but it's in a white with a beautiful pearly
classic
baby pink
logo.
Embroidery.
We're actually
on it.
Wearing it as we speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Super comfy, super soft. We've got joggers, we've got jogger shorts.
Crew necks.
We wear large in the crew necks, we wear medium, small
medium
in the joggers.
Shorts. Medium shorts, small joggers, small shorts.
But they're coming out on thegirlsbathroom.com on Friday.
Yeah.
So if you go to that website, you can see the pink. The pink's in stock. You can grab that. There's our card game on there. And then the white loungewear is going to be there on Friday.
The good thing is that...
Treat yourself, guys. It's payday.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful for the
and
winter.
Also,
it's snowy. Imagine that. The white
nice
jogger set, right?
With a long coat.
Long coat. Maybe
scarf,
some Ugg boots.
Beanie.
I'm
going to get some
I'm going to wear that to Winter Wonderland.
I'm going to get some Ugg boots. Looks so
fucking loungewear. This is the time where I want to buy new loungewear.
Me too.
It really is.
Well,
and this stuff is...
Good job with selling it, eh?
Super cozy.
Yeah.
I promise you, you will love it. Go
it's
and have a look.
Super soft. Love it. Onwards.
On with the episode.
Happy Wednesday,
guys!
It's that
Welcome
time
back.
Of the week again. It's Wednesday.
Welcome back to the girls' bathroom, guys. How is everyone? Today's
How's
been a great
been?
Day for us. Today,
it's been
do you know
a
what?
FAB day. Fab.
Today is one for the history books.
It actually is. Do you know what? I was actually thinking, I never saw us actually getting a place in London. As in, if I looked back 3 years prior.
Oh, no. I think...
Because we always said we hadn't warmed to the city.
We hadn't.
And we said multiple times, like, oh, I don't know if I could live in London. Like, it feels quite overwhelming.
Yeah.
But...
Since
the pandemic, we really have warmed to London and, like, grown to love
we
it.
We really have.
Haven't we?
And I think that's probably... So, we got flat keys today. We got...
Woo!
So, last week we told you that we got our new flat.
We're officially roomies.
We're officially renters. Of a London property.
Renters of a London property.
The keys are in my handbag as we speak.
Well, my fucking door key doesn't work.
It's a bit sticky.
It's a bit sticky. I can't even freaking twist it.
So we literally got the keys this morning. What were we saying? We didn't actually... It took us a while to warm
it.
To London. But I think that's because we were coming a lot end of last year.
Yeah, I think it
and
was,
then
yeah.
Just the more we know the city, the more we've grabbed, the more we've grown.
After the first lockdown,
mm-hmm.
we wanted to be because we had so much stillness and nothing to do. You wanted to go to the capital and like do mm-hmm. go different restaurants, go bars. And
I think the reason we love it so much is because we don't have any friends from our hometown. Like when we go back to Nottingham,
it's
we
just
sit
family,
in our house,
but it's our family.
Yeah,
we don't
have any sort of like social life there.
Yeah.
So then when we come here, we've got friends here, like our boyfriends are here. It's like, oh, we've got shit to do here. Like, everyone from our work is here.
Yeah.
Like, everyone just seems to be
exactly.
here.
Exactly. All our shit's going off down here anyway.
Yeah.
So
we got the keys this morning. We went to Zara Home.
Oh, what a lovely... Do you know, I've been dreaming about the day because, you know, we don't have a Zara Home in Nottingham yet.
Mm.
And I was always dreaming when the day came that we could nip into Zara Home and bring it home with us.
It's kind of weird, actually. It's kind of surreal thinking, like, we've actually got a place in London now.
It's actually bizarre.
And we're going to be like roomies for the first time.
I know.
Which is so nice because I always thought that like, because we've never lived with friends. Like we've never had
we've never lived with mates.
So I always thought like, oh, I'm never going to live with mates because I've got my own house. Yeah. Like, you know, I've moved out by myself. So it's nice that we're going to have this.
We still have our little Nottingham pads.
Yeah.
So we can always reside there.
Go and get some space. God, Chintzy's driving me nuts.
When she's pissing me off.
I got to go back to Nottingham and clear my head.
I can catch the train, clear my head, then come back to the madhouse.
Mm.
Yeah.
But we're decorating it slowly but surely.
We've got pink kettle and pink toaster.
Hell yeah.
And we think we've secured a sofa.
We've got a really nice doorstop.
Really gorgeous. 1999.
Bathrooms are done. Listen, we got the keys. We went straight to Zara home. We got towels. Well, we got robes. We got baskets.
Prior to even getting the keys, Sophia went on Amazon. Mm-hmm. She got
about 800 quid on Amazon, I did.
She got snacks, a Hoover. You know, all the boring shit.
The boring shit.
She got baskets.
Cleaning supplies. Bin liners.
You know, bin liners. Even though they're a bit small, they do fit the other one. Mm-hmm. You know, bathroom, what's it called?
Baskets.
A bin. You know, and dishwasher tablets.
That saved our life,
that
Amazon
saved our
order.
Life, that did today, because
we would not have been able to carry
that. We wouldn't be able to carry that today.
But happy Wednesday, guys.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us again. We're back in the girls' bathroom. We hope you guys have been doing
also,
well.
Also, it's almost tour time and it's getting fucking stressful over here.
It's getting real. I'm not thinking about that yet. I'll think about that next week.
We need to figure out our outfits.
Shit. Right. We're going to have nothing to wear
on this tour. I'm
going
to have to order them tonight. Sophia, I need an hour
to order them. Also, Halloween's creeping up.
Right.
Unfortunately, I've got to go to a costume party. Right. What am I wearing?
The news is here. I'll say it here. I'm not doing anything for Halloween, all right?
Well, you're going to Rome.
Yeah, but there's no Halloween festivities on this end. We'll have to save Princess Jasmine for next year.
It's being pushed back again. Chintzy has been saying she's going to go as Princess Jasmine for about 4 years running now.
Roughly 5 years.
We just never pull through with Halloween.
But the thing is, like, comes around so quick. And then we don't know what we're doing. Like, even last week, I was like, when is Halloween?
So I literally found out 2 days ago, we're going to a Halloween party at the weekend.
Lord.
Right. So hang on. I've got to meet all these I've got to meet all my boyfriend's new mates that I haven't met before.
How many friends do you need? It's my question.
A lot of friends.
How many do you need?
Let me tell you.
Because you've already met my one. Friends, and that's it, okay?
I've met a lot already. I'm like, God, this is a whole new people. So now I've got that pressure now. I'm going to a house party. Kind of nice. Haven't been to a house party in years.
But you've got
to
meet new people, so it's the first
impression. And it's also like, right, it's costume. So now I've got that costume anxiety of, God, what if I show up looking all dressed up and no one else is really dressed up?
What if the other girls have just done, you know, a normal outfit and maybe just a pair of ears.
Yeah, a pair of ears. A bit of face paint.
Maybe.
Some whiskers.
Yeah, some little whiskers or just one witch's hat.
And if I show up in a whole fucking costume.
And she's coming as the, you know, the sexy maid, the sexy pirate, you know, to the nines.
But so I think I'm going to have to go basic.
We're going middle ground, but we're still doing sexy.
Sexy.
Because
I'm thinking I'm going to just get a little
cheetah print dress. Here she is. Nice to meet you. That's the reaction we want from Sophia's entrance into the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Whoa. Meow.
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 Roll.
So what she's thinking is,
I'm thinking I'm going to go as a cheetah.
Right, you need to order that now because I don't know what the delivery is like on that website. I know it is in the UK though, but just do it tonight,
it's a really
please.
Nice dress and
just
gloves.
Just do it tonight.
It's like more of like a high-end, it's like 200 quid this dress.
If anyone follows me on Instagram, you might not, but when we were in Paris, I posted that black mini dress and it's got black matching.
God, get your words out.
What the fuck is happening
with yourself promo?
Black, don't you dare, you cheeky. Black matching gloves up to the, so it looks like it's one dress, but the gloves are separate.
The gloves go like over your elbows.
Right, so on this website, there's a leopard print version.
And it's like looks, it doesn't look like shit, you know?
So it's like a nice dress. I'd wear that anyway.
So would I.
Like, I think it's cool, minus the gloves maybe for a regular, but the black one's a bit more
understated. So I'm thinking that's some ears, because then like, if no one else is dressed up, I'm chilling. I'm just in a little cheetah print dress.
You look cute. Sexy.
And if everyone else is dressed up, like, I've got gloves on, I've got ears on. Like,
and if you suddenly get there and it's a bit, you know,
take
the gloves off, take the ears off, you're chilling.
I'm chilling.
Maybe bring a big black blazer, put the blazer on. No one's to know.
Costume anxiety is a real thing.
That is. Goodness mate. No, I do think they'll be going for it though. If you tell me Halloween house party of like adults.
Yeah.
I think they're going for it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So
Otherwise, you wouldn't have a Halloween party.
Exactly. There's a reason it's Halloween. You want to go crazy. I never dress up. It's fun.
Yeah.
Darn it.
I'm excited. No, I'm sad you're not going to get to do anything.
It's okay. Don't worry. I will be
just going to be in Rome eating pizza.
I'll be in Rome.
At the Trevi Fountain.
At the Trevi, at the Colosseum.
Oh, I'm jealous. Can we go to Rome?
Yes, well, like, I wanted to too. Like, we'll go. Like, I love it. We need to stay in that hotel.
Because I've only been once.
Yeah. You've only been once?
With you, yeah.
With me? That was the only time?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
Didn't realise that. Yeah, we'll go back. We need to go back to Paris as well.
City breaks.
City breaks. City breaks are the best. We're saying, I think we prefer the short little spurt city breaks around this time of the year than, no, we shouldn't probably say that because I do love a big, long tropical holiday.
No, but we don't prefer it, but
we enjoy them. That's all we're saying.
Because we need to take advantage of the fact that we're in the UK.
Yeah.
Like, you know, France, it's so close.
So close.
Like, imagine if we're in America. It's far.
But then if you're in America, you can hop over to
New York. Canada.
You know, internal flights. You know.
Anyway.
The Grand Canyon, all those sites.
Yeah. Niagara Falls.
Absolutely Niagara Canada. Falls. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, we've got Stonehenge. Have you been Stonehenge?
No, I haven't.
Me neither.
It's not on my list of sites that I care to see.
It doesn't tickle.
Does that sound rude?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't tickle my taste buds.
No offence to Stonehenge.
For me, with Stonehenge, I feel like I've actually driven past it, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, on my way down to the coast.
God, nice.
Years ago. And I remember Angie going, that's Stonehenge.
So you have seen it.
Yeah, but...
You can tick that
off. I
didn't
want to walk up to it.
No.
What is it?
I've not seen it. I don't know. Stones.
You don't know what it is?
No.
Can you picture it in your head?
No.
What, you... Wait, you can't picture Stonehenge?
No, I can't.
You're mad?
No.
It's just like literally the stones balanced. It's like...
Balanced?
Yeah, they're like... It's like remains
of... Oh, shit. I'm not
anyway,
sure.
This doesn't make us look too good.
Right. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Right.
It's boy talk.
This is
going to be a good time. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week. Yeah.
Right. So the question was, I like this one.
I love this
interesting.
One.
We can talk about this for ages. How long do you wait to tell your family about someone you're seeing?
Mm.
So are you the type of person to be like, I've just matched with this person? You know,
and you're
sharing it from the start. I'm going on a date. It's the first date. You know, you're a sharer.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Are you simply not? Kind of serious?
Are you waiting to meet them, get to know them a bit and think, oh, I'm not going to tell anyone about this person until I'm sure, you know, who are you? So, well, who are you first? And then I'll read all the answers because it's not a poll this week.
Well, in terms of, well, actually, my boyfriend, when I was getting ready for our first date, I was on FaceTime to my
mother.
And she was like, oh, where are you going? And I was like, oh, well, I'm actually going on a date to see this boy.
Right.
So she kind of knew about it from the off.
Yes.
But if we hadn't have been on FaceTime, I maybe would have mentioned it a bit later on. Like, oh, I went on this date. I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
I definitely like wouldn't wait until... Like, he was my boyfriend to mention it.
No.
Like, I definitely would. I mean, that was just circumstance. I was getting ready. I was like, oh, I'm actually going on this date. And, I think maybe if not a couple dates, because if you're going through that thing, but for example, like when I was just like dating random people here and there, I wasn't really bringing it up.
Yeah.
Because it's for what? Like, I'm doing this for me, like I'm seeing different people. Like, because the thing is, once you
tell... Depends what relationship you have with your parents.
Yeah, like, and also I find that like once you tell your parents something, like my mum, for example, then asks me about it every time I speak to her, and it's like, right.
She's immersed.
And you know, if it was just like one random guy, it's like, you don't really need to know that.
Right. Well, we've got here a few of you saying, look, I tell my mum straight away. I'm going to tell my mum straight away. A few of you, I'm not going to tell them anything until we're exclusive.
Okay.
So I'm not mentioning anything until we've got a month of speaking, you know.
Yeah, because also...
Couple months. Everyone's saying a few months.
Because sometimes you don't want to open yourself up for questioning. Because I don't even know what's going on yet.
Also, you open yourself up to the possibility of the conversation, I'm not seeing her anymore. Mm. And then it's like, oh, why? Because... Mm. And then maybe you don't want to get into that. So maybe it's just about protecting. I don't know. Mm. A lot of you saying, until they're my boyfriend, until I know it's worth telling. So it just depends how well it went.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not, yeah.
Because sometimes it's like, once you tell family, it feels a bit more official.
Yeah, well, listen, look, I told mine after the first date, knew he was someone special and I couldn't keep it a secret. So if you just know, and you just feel like, oh, I've got to share this.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just circumstantial, but I mean, how long did you wait?
Well, my mum knew when I was going... My mum knew when I went on that first date.
Yeah, same.
With, yeah, she knew.
And again, that was just because...
the thing is also, I can't keep anything from my mum because I'll tell Lydia, my sister, and she'll fucking yappy, yappy, yapper over onto mum anyways. I can't even hide anything.
See, I could tell my brother and he would keep it on the down low. But my mum likes to be in the know.
Right.
She likes to know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
She likes to know where I'm going.
Lydia, because if she told me something, I'd be like, oh, mum, have you heard this? What Lydia's up to?
Mm.
I'd relay it straight over to her. So we can't keep secrets over here.
We can't keep our mouth shut.
It's a struggle we want.
What the fuck was that? It's a struggly one.
Today's been a long whirlwind of a day.
Whew. Yeah, look, just before we move on, one of you said, I don't think my parents would appreciate me announcing I have a boyfriend without them ever mentioning the boy's name before.
I understand that.
Because then it's like, hang on, who the fuck is this?
Well, then it's like, oh, how long have you been seeing each other? Oh, 6 months. Oh,
that's a bit hurtful.
Do you know what? As a mother, I'm not a mother, but if I was a mother, I'd actually be really upset about that. Because I'd be like, oh, you've kept that from me. And you didn't want to share, you know, what you were going through these past 6 months getting to know this person.
Mm.
Oh, that's actually really sad.
Depends what type of relationship you have.
That's just
people.
How we'd react then,
Because I remember, this is actually like random, but when I used to watch Made in Chelsea years ago, I'm sure I remember an episode where Tiff was introducing her boyfriend, which at the time was Sam Thompson, to her dad.
Yeah.
And this is a random fact that I know, but I'm sure that they'd been dating for like 3 years.
Oh, you're joking.
And then it was like, oh, I'm meeting Tiff's dad today. And they'd been like dating for two or 3 years, I think. Wow. I watched this years ago.
So that's a different conversation.
I remember watching that and thinking, oh, is that what it is in adult life?
Oh, shit.
Like, do we not? You know, are they not meeting?
Yeah, I remember thinking that as well, actually. Yeah. Like, do you just keep them quite separate until the fucking wedding day?
Like? I remember, on our podcast a couple months ago, we were saying, like, oh, our parents aren't going to meet our boyfriends until we're getting engaged.
Oh, shit.
That's what we would say. Like, twats, oh, well, our parents, I'm not going to introduce them until it's really serious. Yeah.
Well, that is what we did. That is what we did, actually. They didn't meet them until...
It was serious.
It was serious. And it was like, it just feels... It feels unnatural
to keep them separate.
That feels like a weird dynamic.
Well, because it's like my mum asks all the time about my boyfriend. My boyfriend asks about my mum. So it's like, you got to know. It's nice for them to meet and to put a face to the name.
Just naturally, you might be on FaceTime to your mum and he's there. And it'd be weird to be like, try and keep... It's like, hi. It's chill, innit?
Yeah,
because actually, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I always said before, I was like, well, my dad is not going to meet anyone until it's my fiancé. I remember saying that. I think I said
because
I remember being like, oh, I can't be asked, you know, and meet the dad. You know, dad's a bit more intense anyway on our side.
Mm.
You know, I was like, I'm not going to do it until he's my fiancé. And then he actually said... Because when I said that, he was like, oh, well, if you've got it, he would have been hurt by that if I actually did keep him separate. So actually, talk to your parents and see, you know what I mean? Because I thought, maybe it would be best off for him to just not meet anyone, you know, when really, actually, he wanted to meet. Which
I think is what a lot of parents, they want to be very involved.
Yeah.
Like they want to meet, especially if we're going on holiday with these guys and we're spending a lot of time with them. It's like, I want to meet this guy.
They don't want to think we're a stranger to them.
Right.
You know, they want to know this person, have their number.
Because I would want to know.
Oh,
if I had a kid, I'd be like, are you going out with?
I'd be furious.
Yeah.
If I was kept separate from the boyfriend or the girlfriend. Imagine that, your son, and he's not letting you see his girlfriend.
I think the general consensus is you keep the casual dating separate.
Yes.
But when
until
the relationship...
until you've met someone special, then I do
otherwise
think,
it's not worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah. I mean, you're not bringing them around to meet every fucking guy or
every
girl
Sunday
you meet,
dinner.
Is it? Yeah.
How much boy time do boys need?
Oh, God. How long is a piece of string? Is that what you say? Is that the acronym?
Yeah. Well, how long is a piece of string?
Wait, the acronym. Is that the
acronym?
Word? Acronym.
I don't think acronym is... I think that's a different
thing. Is this a metaphor? Oh, it's a metaphor. This is a metaphor. How long is a piece of string? No, it's not
a metaphor.
What is it? Oh, it's an expression.
Yeah,
it's
an expression. Yeah.
Expression of speech, isn't it? You know, when you say
anyway, go ahead. So my question is, how much boy time do boys need?
Right.
How much time does your boyfriend spend with his friends?
Apart from you. So like, say it's the weekend and he's like, I'm going out with the boys on Saturday.
I can't help but feeling like my boyfriend puts his friends before me all the time.
Oh, here we go.
He is always going out with his friends, which is fine.
Of course.
It would be nice to ask me to do something on the weekends more.
Yeah.
He always seems to book up his weekends with friends all the time.
Oh.
I feel like time spent on the weekend is more valuable than the week evenings we spend together, as you know, we're both getting up and leaving at 7 a.m. for work. Like, we're getting back late.
It's not quality time,
no.
is it?
I'm not saying he doesn't take me out. He does. But I feel like only if his friends aren't doing something. So you're like second
choice. So he's like, oh, Matt's...
He checks in with the boys what everyone's doing at the weekend. And if no one says anything, then he hits you up.
That would hurt my feelings.
I've mentioned it to him lightly. And his response was, why do you always want to take away my weekends when I do make time for you in the week?
Are you mad? Oh, I don't like that aggressive response.
He does sometimes come back to stay at mine after he's been out with his friends, which just feels like I'm a booty call, not a girlfriend.
Right.
To mention, we have been together for nearly 2 years.
Right.
I do have terrible anxiety, so I feel like I'm always the pain in the bum.
I don't
want to see as a controlling girlfriend who all his mates hate. Am I being selfish?
Right. Firstly, whatever you're feeling is completely, you know, valid. You feel like he is putting you second and his friends first. And that is how you're feeling. And when you express that to him, he should be like, oh my God, I do not want to make you feel like that ever. Like, you're my girlfriend. Oh, you are my number one. So how can I change this? Yeah.
Like, you guys are adults.
Right.
Right? Boyfriends and girlfriends come first sometimes.
But also... The thing is...
Time with the lads or time with your girlfriend.
But
I think your girlfriend should be coming first. You're in your mid-20s.
I agree. And
you're not 18 anymore.
I don't care.
Get in reality.
I don't care that, we spend every weeknight together. It's different. We're working. We're waking up and we're leaving. That's not... Quality time is completely different to just like a standard, you know, evening, isn't
it? I feel like what maybe has happened here is like you guys have stopped dating.
Yeah.
Like, you're not planning things like, what should we do at the weekend? Like, should we go out for dinner?
You know, the thing is
like,
also,
should we go bowling?
Listen.
Like, you need to keep
the boyfriend
planning
needs
fun
to
things.
Hear this. There's Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
There's Saturday all day. Mm-hmm. There's Saturday night. There's also Sunday all day, right? We could do a lovely dinner and drinks on Friday. You could go out with your friends on Saturday.
Yeah.
Or
you're not asking for much.
Or, you know, on Saturday night, you know, we could go out, go to the cinema at least, and, you know, go, you know, get some yummy food. Then on Sunday, you could go watch the football with the boys.
Mm.
I don't understand why that's so hard.
And I also don't want you to feel like you're like a pain in the bum.
Because from what you've said, I'd feel
the exact same.
But the thing is, he's trying to make you feel like you are going mad. The way
because
he was like, why are you trying to take away my weekends? No, the weekends are for us, for having a good time.
Also, he can justify that within himself because he'll be saying to himself and his mates, I see her all week. I see her all week.
Yeah, but it's not quality time.
So that's what you need to express and be like, look, we're in work mode during the week.
It's work
we're
mode. It's
going
stress.
To the gym.
Yeah.
We're just having to cook a quick dinner.
Yeah.
Alarms are going off early. Like, we're in the show. Like, it's, we're not hanging out,
it's not,
having
but
fun.
But it's not romance. It's
not enjoyable.
Yeah, it's our work week.
Yeah.
And, you know, yes, I love you. Yes, I'm glad that I have you by my side to do this stuff. But it's not quality time.
No.
It's not special time. That's what it is. It's special time.
What I want to know
approach
is
it with kindness.
Why can't you go out with when the guys are out? Don't get me wrong, not every time. Like, guys
where
need
are
guy
their
girlfriends
time.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's have a couple, you know, dinner.
That's what I mean.
I don't understand
like,
why that's not an option.
I've been out with my boyfriend, it's been like, I've fucking texted since I've been like, God, I'm here with eight lads.
She's with all the boys. Like, hell. She's one of the men.
And I will say to my boyfriend all the time, like, I don't need to be here. Like, yeah, I don't need to go. Yeah. Like, you can just go. Yeah. I'm happy not to be yeah. here. And he's like, no, I want you to be my friends. Like, you know, get involved, exactly. blah, blah. So that's why I'm wondering, like, why is his not the same response?
Right.
Like, why can't it be like, oh, yeah, she's really cool. I'm going to bring her along. But, you're all going to love her. Like, but, come on.
I don't believe one of them doesn't have a girlfriend.
I think that just seems so immature.
I think it's so mature for him to be quite nasty in the, oh, why'd you try and take my weekends away? What do you mean?
My mates.
So that looks like it's a chore to spend your weekend with me. Yeah. And that's very hurtful.
You're missing out. You're not having as much fun with me as you would with your mates.
Honestly, I don't want to sound so fucking...
Oh God, doom and gloom.
Doom and gloom. But if this can't be sorted out, you're gonna start resenting him. Mm. It's gonna get worse, and you're gonna check out of this relationship, and you're gonna break up with him. Mm. So if he can't have one more conversation with you where he can understand where you're coming from, recognize your feelings, and try and switch it up,
maybe go down the route of being like, because look, you do see him during the week. You know, he's trying to balance, you know, friends and girlfriends.
Fair enough. If there's a whole weekend we've got here.
If his friends haven't got girlfriends, you know, I can see his point of view. So maybe just say, like, what you guys need to do is plan more in advance.
Yeah.
So you can be like, look, next weekend,
please,
can you keep your Friday night or your Saturday night free for
whatever suits you.
Yeah. Like, maybe you just need to plan more in advance. Yeah. Like, book in some dates maybe. Yeah. And then you're going to guarantee that quality time.
Yeah.
And you might feel better about it.
Yeah.
Rather than him being like, oh, let me see what the lads are doing first. Well,
no.
I'm your girlfriend.
Then express,
and I'm asking you to go out with me. Yeah. Like, he needs to make an effort. Yeah.
You've got to, this is all about communication now. Yeah. You've got to, as soon as he does or says something that hurts your feelings, say it. Mm. Say, well, no, this actually hurts my feelings because, and if he comes back to you, not understanding that with a bit of an attack and a bit on the defense, then that's honestly a bit of a red flag.
Your key point is that you feel like you asking him to hang out with you is a chore.
Right.
That's your key point, yeah. I think.
And also, we must remember, a boyfriend or a girlfriend's job
is to make you happy.
It's to make you happy and to enrich your
life. Make your life better.
Yeah. And...
Not to make you happy. It's not their responsibility to make you happy, but you know what I mean.
But it's meant
bring joy.
Bring joy.
What I meant.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a happy thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's constantly making you feel, you know, a certain type of way, or you're walking on eggshells, or he's not wanting to have fun with you and go out with you, then
what am I here for?
This is what I'm here for. A boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, whatever. It's about just having fun. That's what we're here to do. And like, so I don't know why you're resenting going out, having a nice weekend. We can have a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, let's go and get drunk.
The weekends are the best.
Especially like this time of year. Like,
yeah, can we winter go to wonderland.
Can we go to a fright night? Like, can we go to the spooky Alton Towers
can
night?
Can we go to the drive-in cinema?
Yeah.
You know how fun.
This
Endless.
Is like cozy date season. This is the time for it.
Scarves, beanies, gloves,
hot chocolate,
big
fairs. This is the time.
Oh, Christmas market.
Yeah.
Nutella crepes.
So I think going off that as well, like bottom line, if you are thinking like, oh, my relationship, blah, blah, blah.
No, this has just hurt my feelings because if our boyfriends ever acted like this, it would break me.
Well, yeah, because I would feel like you don't want to hang out with me.
You just feel so rejected.
Yeah. I feel like it's like guys want to hang out with their mates, just like girls want to have girl time. We want to be out, girls night.
Girls night is girls night. But it's got to the point where it's not feeling like that for you. It's gone past that point.
He just needs to try and improve his balancing or life organizing
skills.
He's just not getting the balance right now. And he needs to just work on that.
And if at the end of the day he can't see that or recognize that, or he doesn't want to spend time with you,
then it's a bigger problem.
And
it's a bigger conversation.
It's a bigger conversation of things to be thought about. Mm.
Bottom line is the person you're in a relationship with should add more than they take away. And
add value.
The minute they're taking away more than they're giving, it's not serving you anymore.
They should add value. They should add happiness, add fun. You know, they should add all of
that. Your life needs to be a whole cake, a whole amazing three-tier gorgeous
fudge.
Cake. And they just need to be that little cherry on top. You know, if they're not
lovely,
there...
I know.
I've never heard that before.
You've still got a beautiful cake.
Exactly.
But with them on it, it's like, oh, there's just a little extra.
Exactly.
You know?
That, what a beautiful, goodness me, you should be a poet.
Yeah, well, I am. We are writing a book, so.
That is correct.
This is my words of wisdom, guys.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. Let's stay on this line, guys. Let's keep going on this train of thought.
That dilemma's kind of made me sad.
Has it?
Well, yeah, because I thought, if that ever is, it's like rejection. Mm. It's like, oh no, I don't want to hang out with you. It's like,
I always
imagine someone not wanting to spend the weekend with you. That actually really upsets me.
I always remember one time I went round to my ex's house.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I remember this. You were in tears.
Yeah, I went round to my ex's house. And this was when I was like still kind of like, you know, wanted to be in the relationship. And
this
I remember this. Maybe like a year and a half, 2 years in.
Yeah.
So like, we're comfortable, we're in a relationship, kind of same as you.
Yeah.
And I went round to his house, bearing in mind it was like a good half an hour drive to get there.
Yeah.
And
it was the evening as well, was it not?
No, it was like the day.
Early evening.
And I went round in the week, on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And we had no plans, but I was just going to go around, we were just going to hang out, I was going to have the weekend there. And I think I think I was there for maybe an hour. And then he was like, oh, like, you're going to have to leave now because, like, I'm going out with my mates. I've made plans to go out with my mates. And I was like,
are you fucking what?
Joking. I was like, ugh. And even his mum was like, you're not going out, are you? Sophia's just got here. Like, how dare you? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, by that, I was like, oh, do you know what? Just let me fucking leave. But I remember that feeling of
the
being
feeling.
Like, oh my God.
That's
like,
what I'm thinking.
So I just felt like, all right, so I've arrived here. You're fucking bored of me and you want to make better plans.
Right.
Like, I remember feeling that way. So I know exactly.
It's like a rejection.
It's rejection. It's rejection.
It's rejection. It's like an attack on you. And I don't know. I'm found better people to hang out with. That is the fucking worst.
No, like, I don't want to hang out with you anymore today. Like,
what?
I'm out. Like,
that,
and I was like, wow.
The disrespect.
So like, that feeling,
but
it's not nice.
It just goes to show, if that had happened to us in the mindset we are now, in the way,
like,
we've grown now, I'd be like, well, you can fuck off forever then, babe.
Yeah,
you know, you can actually fuck off forever.
I know,
seriously.
But it shows,
it's actually
also
mad, isn't it?
Like, the maturity of the I don't want to be all preachy about our boyfriends, but
it
shows the maturity of the guys that we're dating now.
Yes.
Because it's
we
like,
put
people
up with
would
that.
Never, yeah.
Our boyfriends would never do that.
Never. But that's what I mean.
Right.
Like, you know, now we've found people who are right for us. And so that was a sign that they weren't right for us before, and they were more immature.
Yes.
So that maybe that's what your boyfriend's going through right now, you know?
Yes. Maybe that's, this will be a story you look back on.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Just like the one I just told.
Do you know
what
I mean?
It might be the same.
Yeah, because at the time, God, that was a terrible
day. I was heartbroken. I was like, are you fucking joking?
Right.
The rejection.
The rejection.
But we still stay together for another 2 years.
Right.
What a waste.
What a waste. Anyway, don't worry. Don't think about it.
No regrets.
Right. So, my situation is that I have the most amazing long-distance boyfriend.
Great.
I couldn't ask for better.
Lovely.
We're both... Oh, this is lovely.
This is great.
What a lovely
love
turnaround.
Yeah.
We're both 24 and been together a year. Lovely.
Cute.
He's so, 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 so caring.
Wow.
And kind. And I know he would never, ever cheat on me or do me wrong. He treats me like a princess, and I've never been treated like this before.
Love it.
Problem is, we live apart.
There is no problem. There's no problem.
I mean, it sounds great. It
sounds great.
Problem is, we live apart, and it'll be at least 2 years until we live together. Even then, it'll be weekends.
Fuck.
They're both in the military.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Okay, right.
Impressive. Being a girl on a military base, I do get a fair amount of attention.
I bet you do.
Aware. Wow. I bet you do. Mm. Bet you're a sexy military gal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making
get in
me
that
start.
Uniform, babe.
Oh, here we go. And it's making me start thinking whether things could be better than my already good situation. Oh. The heads are turning in the military base. But there's some sexy guys on that military base,
code
isn't there? Sweaty. Oh, sweaty. Oh, it's so muddy. Oh, I'm going to rip my shirt off. Rah.
Oh.
Especially as I don't see him too much at the moment.
You're getting your head's being turned.
How do I know if he's right for me? What happens if things could be better? Like I said, he's amazing. We FaceTime and when we see each other, I'm happy, content, but I don't get that buzz.
Ah.
The sex is good, not amazing, but it's good. I just need it. There's some sexy guys on your military base and you are
fancy someone else.
Right? You're thinking, oh God, what could he give me?
Mm.
I just need help. Do I let go of this amazing guy who treats me amazingly, worships the ground I walk on, just to see if the ground is greener, she said ground, yeah. That's why I read it like that. Just to see if the grass is greener, knowing I could lose him and end up without him.
Mm.
A few months ago, I saw my forever with him, but now I don't know. So this is a recent realization from yourself.
Right.
Let's dissect this.
Right. Going off past experience.
Right. What is, yeah, you go.
The only time, like looking back, the only time, I think as soon as you start having those thoughts of being like,
doubts,
what would my life be like with someone else? Or would I have a better relationship with this guy? Or would this guy, is he more suited to me?
Is he
or
the one? I'm not sure.
Do I have more chemistry with this other guy? Like, I think as soon as those thoughts start entering your head, that alone, I think, is a red flag that something's not right in your relationship.
Yeah,
because
too.
Think, like, there was definitely a time in your relationship where you saw your guy as the only guy in the world.
Well, you said 2 months
your
ago.
Your head would never be turned.
2 months ago.
You never thought about seeing anyone else. You never had those thoughts. So the fact that you now have these thoughts, I think, says a lot more than you think.
It does. And I think right now, their new thought, you're thinking, what does it mean? Like, oh no, but he is amazing. Mm. What it sounds like to me,
I think.
Me too. What it sounds like to me is, yes, he's amazing.
Mm.
I'm sure he loves you so much, worships the ground you walk on, but it's obviously not enough. It's nothing is ever enough if he's not the right person.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
something's missing.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't force it.
Thing is, we always say, like, you just know.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the right person, you should just know.
Just know.
You shouldn't have to coast through a relationship with all these doubts.
Questions.
Because obviously, surely that's not the right person. And I think it's hard to come to terms with it in the beginning when you first maybe get these thoughts.
Well, yeah, because you don't want it to happen.
Well, yeah, because you're thinking, no, I love this person. You know, we have a great relationship. It's a good relationship. There's nothing wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when there's nothing wrong here.
You can excuse it easily. You can keep ticking on very easily.
You're thinking, oh, no, but he just, you know, did this and you know what I mean?
You make excuses to stay together.
Right. That's what it sounds like to me. You're obviously, you know, with a lot of guys, you know, where you work, maybe you're having some really good conversations.
Some chemistry,
some eye contact. And you're thinking, I don't have
contact.
This. Eye contact. Oof. Eye contact on the military field.
Contact.
You know, you're thinking, gosh, I, you know, don't have this feeling with.
Mm.
But then is it just pure lust with these people?
I mean, I think you kind of know the difference between like harmless, like, haha, oh yeah, haha, flirty conversation and actually making it question your relationship.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Incredible point. Well, yeah, because
you're
on you're at work and you're talking to Brian and you're thinking, God, he's a complete package.
Mm-hmm.
What would my life be like if I was with him?
Brian.
That, I think, is a flawed way of thinking.
Oh yeah, it is.
That's not right.
But maybe
because imagine your boyfriend Sophia. He's at work, right? And he's sat there.
No.
Put yourself in this situation. He's sat there. He's talking to Sarah.
He's having
a great laugh with Sarah. Sarah's beautiful.
And he's literally thinking.
He's sat there thinking,
I don't have this with Sophia.
But he's thinking, God, what would my life be with Sarah? Maybe it would be better. Am I happy?
So
would my life be better with Sarah?
Obviously.
That's hurtful.
From like my perspective, I'd be like, well, like, I'm obviously not the right person for you. I'm obviously not fitting the bill. So see it from that perspective.
Right.
Think if your boyfriend's in his military camp, thinking, oh, well, Jessica, she's really good. I've got this chemistry with Jessica.
Would I have a better time with Jessica if she
your
was my girlfriend?
Your thoughts would go straight to, well, fuck off then. I'm obviously not fitting the bill.
Exactly.
So
you should, worship the ground I walk on. You should be like, she's perfect. You're my everything, my perfect.
Heads never turned.
My wife,
heads never
turned.
Especially not a year in.
Right.
When you barely see each other anyway. Right. It should be so fresh still.
It should, because you're missing each other so much. You're not. Imagine the missing.
Yeah.
There'd be, if you're not seeing each other for weeks on end.
Yeah.
You'd be yearning for each other.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're actually looking elsewhere is a sign in itself.
But it's probably not the right one.
It'll be all right.
It's not
at least you're not on the same military base.
Yeah,
so
no
you'd have
conflict.
To see each other. Unless you're then transferred to his base, imagine. You're thinking, oh, fuck, gonna work with the ex.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it might be one of those things where you might suit each other more a couple of years down the line.
Yeah, you don't know. Some things happen. I saw a TikTok of these people, they had to break up when they were like 20.
And then got back together.
Now they're like 26, they're getting married or some shit like that.
And maybe like everything happens for a reason. And maybe this attention that you are getting in this camp is maybe making you just, the only purpose is to make you realise that your relationship's not right.
Also, the final thing I'll say on this is that...
Don't go and get with those guys.
Also... Yeah, but also don't ignore your gut and your intuition. Mm-hmm. That's what that's saying, right? And don't sit there and think, oh, but what if I regret this decision? No, any decision you make based on your gut, on your intuition, if you're thinking you have to make this decision, you're not going to regret it. And that's a guaranteed fact. And the
you
worst thing you can do...
Because at the time, it's what you wanted to do.
Exactly.
So you can't.
And the worst thing you can do is to...
keep going along.
Is to keep chugging along in this relationship and ignore your intuition and your gut feeling, because
we've both learned that.
Right.
We stayed in relationships way longer than we needed to because we were making excuses. We were thinking, let's make it right. Let's fix it.
You don't want to go through the breakup.
No.
You can't be arsed.
Yeah.
You'd rather chug along.
Because you know, like, right, I'm going to have a,
Well, you know, it's going to be an awkward couple of months. You know, that's all. But you've got to do what's right for you. You've got to make yourself happy. You're number one. You can't just stay in the relationship because he loves you.
No.
It's not enough.
No.
You've got to be happy.
Especially when it's only been a year.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like,
should still be exciting.
Relationships need work. You need to, you know, water the grass where you are. The grass isn't always greener.
Right.
But I don't think that's the case in this situation.
I don't think that's the case. When you are
under the weather, getting caught in the storm. Okay. Next dilemma. Should my boyfriend be going back to strangers' houses on a night out?
I mean, just from the title, bit bizarre. Not really for me. I got a hiccup. Sorry.
Right. So I'm in a long-term relationship and I've been with my man for 5 years since we were 16 and 17.
Whoa.
So she's like 21.
Whoa.
I love him to bits and he's my absolute world.
Lovely.
He recently keeps going out in London. We live an hour away from here, so journey, Uber, etc. can be expensive.
Okay.
And on two occasions now, he keeps mentioning about going back to strangers' houses.
What strangers? Who are these strangers?
On the first occasion, he was with his friend. Let's call him Brian.
Right.
Brian is single and has been for a while.
Right.
So he pulled a girl on this night out and my boyfriend said they were talking to this girl at the bar the whole night.
Right.
Long story short, Brian and this girl hit it off and she suggested for my boyfriend and Brian to go back to her place.
Right.
My boyfriend told me he also got on with this girl.
Right.
Well.
Okay.
And he said he didn't want to go home on his own, so he went along also.
Just get an Uber and go home.
I don't know about you girls, but I didn't really see his business being there as he's in a relationship and pretty much cock blocking, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
He needs to go home. He even said he ended...
Yeah, let them have some fucking alone time.
Yeah. He even said he ended up leaving because he was third wheeling, but I don't get what he expected. Yeah,
why would you go in the first place?
So anyway, I told him I found this weird and I didn't see why he went back. I never had a go at him or anything. I just said it doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fast forward this weekend, right? So it's no longer a one-time offence.
This is
repeated. He went out to London again with Brian and another mate. Let's call him Bill. He told me that Brian and Bill pulled two girls whilst they were out and said they were trying to go back to the girl's place.
Right.
They didn't end up going, though.
Right.
He hadn't taken on board what I said about going around strangers' houses.
So he said he was going
to
go.
He was about to do it again. So I raised the issue again.
Right. Okay.
I said,
good.
Why are you trying to go around strangers' houses? Yeah. I find this really odd. And he said, oh, it's normal. And I said, no, it's not. You don't know these people.
But it makes me uncomfortable. So you've got to recognize my feelings.
Look, girls, I just don't understand why my boyfriend's place. He has no place being there. He's a grown 22-year-old guy. He should be able to just say no thanks and go home on his own, right? Why does he keep cock-blocking his mates, following them back to random girls' houses? I trust him, of course. I just find the situation weird and I can't wrap my head around why he needs to be there. To me, when you go back to someone's house after a night out, you want to basically sleep with them.
Right.
And I just can't get past that. Update.
Yeah, okay.
We've had to agree to disagree on the situation, as what? He says he just wants to stick with his mates and have a good time. But the night's over. Your mates are going back to sleep with a girl.
Brian, the club closes 3 a.m.
The lights
now.
Are on. The night has been had.
We've had our McDonald's and it's time to go home.
I said don't expect me to always be happy about it, as I don't like it, but I can't force him to do what I want him to do.
Lordy.
What do I do about this?
But it's a bit weird, Sophia. That's like me and you being... it's like... No, what is it? It's like, right, say you're single.
Yeah.
I'm in a relationship, okay? We go out, me, you, we're having a great time.
I'm seeing a sexy guy who wants to take me home.
Right, there's a sexy Brian. He's like, I'm going to, you know, or so you're being like, oh, Brian's going to come to mine. Brian's going to come to mine. And I'm like, well, I'm going to come then. I'm going to come. What?
For what?
For what? What am I going to come for? It's fucking weird. I'm not going. I'm going home. Have a nice time, Sophia. Be safe. Text me when you get there.
Yeah.
And I'm heading off home to bed.
Yeah.
Makes
it's
no sense.
It's almost like your boyfriend's
or
trying
I'm
to
gonna,
live.
Okay, have fun with Brian. I'm going to head off and see my fucking boyfriend.
Yeah.
So he should be like, oh, Brian, have a great time with Sandy. I'm going to head off and see Amy, my girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
You'd love her, by the way, Sandy. She's great.
You two will meet one day, I'm sure.
You two will meet one day if this kicks off. That's the... Right?
That's the energy
That's
I want.
That's the energy that should be had. It's weird.
Not, oh, I'm going to follow you back to your... Not,
yeah,
you
let
weird?
Me come back
what
to
freak?
Your house, Sandy. Just met you, Sandy.
No, like, have you got... Do you live with any mates? Like, it's weird.
And to spend the night... Look, I might understand, like, going back for a couple of drinks. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't, but...
If there's a group,
like, oh, come back, you know, yeah.
No,
whatever.
Still, that's fucking
still,
weird.
Still, I'd be pissed off. But
well, because we wouldn't move like that.
Right.
I would not.
The thing is, it's a respect thing. I would never do that to my boyfriend.
No.
I'd never go back to a random guy's house that, you know,
with all these random guys.
With all these random guys and be like, oh, it's normal. We're just having a good time. Don't worry. We're just having a good time.
Really well.
We're just getting along. Just mates. We're just having a good time.
No.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
I think.
We wouldn't do that.
No.
That's the whole thing. It's like, you know, you're thinking, well, I wouldn't act like that.
Well, exactly.
So why are you acting
so
like that?
So that's where your line is crossed. Like, I want to go back to a stranger's house. No. I wouldn't do that to you because I would feel like that would hurt your feelings and that's disrespectful to our relationship.
And you're also giving someone else the wrong impression.
Right. It's not okay.
No.
So I don't understand why you can't see that. It's not a big deal, Brian. Just go home after the club.
It's embarrassing.
Let your single friends pull the girls and go home, Brian. Go
it's
see your girlfriend.
It's almost like he's trying to live vicariously through
like
them, the single life.
Like a simple, like a bit of a single life, isn't
it? Yeah, like, oh, lads, I'm out with the lads. We're pulling girls and I'm going back to their workplaces.
Even though I've got Amy, we still went back to Sandy's house. It was great.
Yeah.
All right. Like, but like, respect your girlfriend. Like, you've chosen to be in a relationship. You can't
exactly.
be acting single.
Exactly.
You're in a relationship.
If you want to act single.
Be single, Brian. Fuck off.
Exactly. I would find it weird.
No, I don't like it.
I'd be like,
it.
Are you fucking joking?
No,
come,
I don't
just come
like
to mine,
it.
You freak.
And then the repeated, and then you've brought it up multiple times now, and he still can't come see where you're coming from. He's still on the defence saying it's normal.
And it's like,
it's not normal.
If he's like, oh, but we're in London, we're an hour away, I've got nowhere to go. It's like, book
you
a
chose,
hotel. You chose
right,
to go out in London.
Right.
Find yourself, you're a grown
There's
up. You're
trains.
22 years old.
There's trains.
Yeah. You're 22. You've got a job.
You're an adult.
You get a hotel for 30 quid. Book
you,
it.
You get your Uber, you get home.
Stop relying on your mates
you
to go back
to
a random girl's
there,
house.
Pay to get yourself back.
Exactly. You've got enough money to spend on all these
right.
beers and
you're
alcohol.
You're buying Sandy and Brian all these drinks, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Buying a couple rounds.
Yeah.
Get yourself an Uber home.
Embarrassing.
Don't sleep on some random girl's sofa.
No, like you're 22, like grow up a bit. That's what
like
I think.
That.
You're not 16 at a house party,
right,
you know?
Right.
And like no one can get back.
Right.
No one's parents will pick them up. Like you're 22 years old.
So how should she go about this?
I'd be like, you're fucking weird. If you do it again, I'm breaking up with you.
You're a fucking weird.
I think bottom
no,
line, we've said it. I think you say to him, look, I would not do this to you. Imagine if I was going back to random
guys'
houses.
Are you mad?
You'd be like, do you see the wrong impression that you're giving? Be like, oh, look, it makes me uncomfortable. I know for a fact it would make you uncomfortable.
You
just be like, don't put me in this situation because
right.
I'm not happy with it.
Just say it's the level of respect I feel like I deserve.
Because it's
you,
the level of respect that I give
right,
you.
And if you
don't
respect me in this way, you can't understand it, then I can't be with someone who doesn't respect
no.
me because I don't know what else you're going to start getting up to.
No.
You know, weird shit that doesn't sit right with me. If
no.
you think this is okay, what other things do you think is okay, Brian?
Right.
Fucking hell.
Freak. Jeez. Let him go to his weirdo houses.
Yeah, let him go out and go to the friend's
house. I'm sorry, but like, why are we set? Why settle for this? No. There are plenty of boys out there who would never,
you know, go out with your friends, have a great time, wingman, whatever. But then don't go to their houses and sleep over.
Embarrassing.
It's simple. Very simple and straightforward.
So embarrassing.
It's very simple.
Oh, I would get the ick. No, I'd be like, ew.
Me too. It would make me feel a bit sick. I think you think that's okay. But imagine us going out. We're single. And we're going back. No, we're in relationships. Well, no, that's us. We've got boyfriends. Yeah. We've got a mate who's single. And we're going to sleep at the guy's house who she's pulled.
We'd be dumped. That's not okay.
I'd be dumped. Nah. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
Jeez Louise.
It's weird, boys. Moving weird.
No, don't
settle. It's almost like he wants
that.
To see what the single life is like, to see if he wants it.
Oh, he wants a taste. It sounds like a lot of his friends are single, so...
Go and join them. Be my guest.
Go join them, please. I'll find a boyfriend who worships me and doesn't go to girls' houses.
Freak. All right. On that note, we're taking no shit this week, girls and boys.
I'm not taking no shit.
We're not settling for shit. If I don't like your behaviour, I'm going to tell you.
If you're going to sleep at a girl's house...
I'm sorry, that's fucking weird.
I don't care if
that
I trust you or not.
That's embarrassing. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. We hope you all have a good Wednesday. You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
You can indeed, and you can follow us on Instagram at @thegirlsbathroom. Thank you.
And we're back next week with more flat updates, guys.
Yes, baby.
Keep us posted. Send us some nice things to the emails. Yes. We're going to Zara Home. We're doing West Elm.
We're hitting up H&M Home, you know, all the spots.
ASOS, do they have a bit home?
Not really. I wish they did, though. Maybe some Urban Outfitters Home does me well
sometimes.
That's
what I'm thinking of.
Some nice little neon signs on there and all that jazz.
Love it.
Lovely.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye. See you next Wednesday.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.